God has been taking us on a series titled The Power to Get Well. Power to Get Well. And God has exposed us to a series of things. Number one, we understand that the power to think is one of the power, the greatest power that God has given unto us as his children. Ability to think critically. Ability to think. We also understand the power of ideas. As you think, ideas begin to flow through your mind, or ideas is otherwise known as inspiration. The power of idea. And then number three, we talked about the power of talents. That when you discover your talent, you use it for God's glory. Wealth comes through that channel. Today we are going to number four, and we are looking at the power of walking with the blessed. The power of walking with the blessed. Now, if you turn your Bible with me very quick to the book of Genesis chapter 13, and I'm going to read from here, Genesis 13. Now, I read from here, from verse 1. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle. Before the end of this year, that will be your testimony to be said that you are very rich, very wealthy in silver and gold in the name of Jesus. That will be my testimony in the name of Jesus. In silver and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, even on to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. Look at verse 4. Actually, I want us to read up to verse 6 together. So unmute your devices, please, as we read together very quick. So Genesis 13 from verse 4 now to 6. 1, 2, go. Onto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the
which
first.
Which he has made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord.
And Lord,
and Lord also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and heads and tents.
And
the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Man, God bless you. You may meet your device for a few minutes. One of the powers vested in us, vested in the children of God to prosper here on earth is by association. I call this kind of power, by the help of the Holy Ghost, wealth by association. Wealth by association. That's another name for it. Wealth by association. Now, what does it mean? It means that you become wealthy by associating with people that are blessed. That's why this fourth power is the power of walking with the blessed. Majority of people underrate the people around them. Majority of people, they disregard the people that God has placed around them. Now, I wanted to know one of the channels, even if you check the Bible, by which men became wealthy, it is because they associated with certain people. Now, particularly if you're associated with somebody that is blessed and the hand of God is upon the fellow, then you are going to be wealthy. Now, we've seen the case of David, for instance. David, you know, when David was running from one cave to another, but the Bible made us understand the kind of people that gathered around David, they were hooligans. They were the homeless people, the street boys. They were the ones who gathered on to David. So they were nothing, zero. They had zero, nothing to write them about. But by the time David would be preparing to transit to glory, in fact, the Bible now used the word mighty man. Mighty man. Now, these were not just men who were mighty only in fighting and in war. They were also mighty in resources. So that is what happened. Now, why? How did they, somebody like Joab, Nobody will have known Joab, but because he associated with David. Now, in this case here, we see a man called Lot. Lot, of course, happens to be the nephew of Abraham. Now, Abraham and Lot's dad, they happens to have the same father, Terah. If you read Genesis chapter 11, you see the stories there. Now, but Lot, the Bible didn't tell us why Abraham took him, but I think the only reason we see here is because their Lot's dad had died. So Abraham was very caring. Now, but the Bible tells us that in verse 2 of chapter 13, and Abraham was very rich in cattle. That would be your testimony. Amen. That would be my testimony. And in silver and in gold. Can you see that? So one of the ways you measure if somebody is wealthy in those days, through silver and gold and through cattle, the number of cattle that they had. But in our generation, it's a little bit different. You see, somebody's wealthy when they are, you know, properties and companies and all of that. Now, so Lot went with Abraham, his uncle, and they dwelt together. Now, Lot became wealthy, not because God's covenant was on him, but because he was in company of a man that was blessed, and that's the man Abraham. In fact, the Bible made us to understand that the land could not bear them. They were so wealthy. So Lot has multiple servants. Abraham's servant multiplied in multiple fold. The land could not bear them because their cattle multiplied extremely. There were so much blessings. Probably they were almost occupying an entire city on their own. And so the men of Abraham and Lot begin to quarrel. Now, the quarrel wasn't actually between Abraham himself and Lot, but the men, when the quarrel got to them, and Lot himself, of course, did not apply wisdom. But the lesson here is this. Brethren, there are people God has placed in your life right now. If you stay where God asks you to stay, you will prosper. If you stay where God planted you, I tell you, you'll be wealthy. In no time, in no short time from now, you will see that word begin to come around you in the name of Jesus. Now, the truth is that the blessing of the Lord, you can't explain it. So don't try to explain it. You can't explain how the sheep of Abraham was multiplying. Leave that one for God. That's a spiritual thing. It's a mysterious thing. You can't explain how his receiver and go begin to multiply. So when you keep company with people that are blessed, then you yourself, you are blessed. Now, we have other examples in the Bible. Now, wealth by association. When somebody carries the presence of God, when the glory of the Lord is upon a man or a woman, a family, I want you to know, and you associate with them, whatever grace rubs on them, it begins to manifest in your life. Is it grace for prosperity? Wealth, it begins to rub in your life. Grace to begin to see God and talk to God, it begins to rub in your life. Look at the example of the housemaid of Naaman's wife. That lady, that young girl that was captured, that slave from Israel. Now, of course, Naaman was already wealthy. So it's not that girl that make Naaman wealthy. We know where Naaman is wealthy. But what the Lord used that little girl to do in the life of Naaman and his wife, I tell you, no amount of money can quantify it. Now, she had a small girl in his house, and there you can find 2 Kings chapter 5. A little girl, a slave girl, who said, well, if my Lord can go to Israel, there's a prophet there who will pray for him, and he will be healed. Long story short, it came to pass. So I don't want you to underrate people around you, brother. Whether they have something now, don't disregard people. Whether they are wealthy now or poor, don't worry. Don't disregard. Your own is, you know, don't give them the honor that is due unto them. So that if perhaps God decide that, oh, tomorrow is going to change their story, then whatever honor you have given unto them, they will remember. And my prayer for you this morning is that every glorious person God has placed around you, you will not underrate them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning is that beginning from now, God will order your step and connect you with the right people in the name of Jesus. Power to get wealth. Wealth has to do with location. Don't forget. Wealth has to do with location and association. Location, association. Location, association. If you locate where God wants you to be located, you associate with the people that God has ordained that you associate with. I want to congratulate you in advance because I am talking to wealthy families. I am talking to wealthy individuals. If you are one of them, I want you to unmute your device and shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of the wealthy families, shout a bigger hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the much we take for now. I want you to bow down your head. Wealth by association. Wealth by association. These three prayer points, you are going to write it down and pray. The first one is, and you can mute your device. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending your word to me this morning. Grace to the word of the word, please grant unto me. Mute your devices and begin to pray and talk to God. Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. Wealth by association. Thank him. Number two, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for where you have planted me and my family now, both spiritually and physically. If you don't thank him for where you are not qualified for the next. Thank him for where you are right now, wealth-wise. Say, Lord, I thank you that we have roof over our head. We have food to eat. We have clothes to wear. We are not homeless. We are not begging for bread. Give God thanks. That's the second prayer point. Father, I thank you for where you have planted me now. I thank you. Number three, Father, establish me where you have planted me, both spiritually and physically, in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, Father, establish me. Make that your prayer and then add your personal prayer. Make sure you are praying. Are you here this morning? You have not invited Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. You are here. You are not born again. I want to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Father, as many that have prayed this prayer, please forgive them their sin. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Now, go ahead and pray for the next 1 minute. Talk to God this morning. Thank you for where you are. Thank you for where he has planted you, both physically and spiritually. Thank him because grace to command well, grace to locate the right people, grace to walk with people that are blessed. You is now begin to give him thanks for answer prayer. He has done it. He has done it. He has done it. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. I want you to stretch forth your hand as we pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this blessed morning, teaching us your word that will become wealthy by the people we associate with, showing us the example of Lot, how Lot became so wealthy that the land could not bear him and Abraham because he associated with Abraham. This morning I pray for all your children who have appeared before you. Lord, as many located where you have placed them, I pray, let your blessing begin to find them now. Lord, let your wealth, the power to get wealth, let it begin to spring forth from them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, not that you just make only your people wealthy. That's not the only desire I have. But the Lord, I desire that as these ones, as you prosper them, they will not forget you. This one will remember you. This one will not forget where you brought them from. This one will remember your hand over their life. And we will use our works to serve you in the name of Jesus. Our household will serve you. We will not be too busy for you, but rather we will serve you more. Like David served you to the end, like Abraham served you to the end. Lord, I pray this morning as many who may be sick or afflicted, in the name of Jesus, be healed in your body. Be healed in your body. Now you are sick here or you are afflicted, just lay your hand upon that part. In the name of Jesus, I decree, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, that raised that lame man up at the beautiful gate in Acts 3, that same Jesus have mercy on you and raise you up from every affliction in the name of Jesus and heal you from that plague in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for answer prayer. Today I decree it shall be well with you. Whatever you lay your hand upon, you prosper. The Lord will favor you. No evil is permitted to come near you and your household. I cover the road with the blood of Jesus, your family, the church of God. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are prayed. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And now we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your lives, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you have received the power to get well already. Tell your neighbor, you have received the power to get well already. The Lord bless you and prosper you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed and a glorious day. Brother, you lay your please wait behind. God bless you.